Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
There's a celebrity out there who wants us all to call her by a different name. All right? And this happens sometimes, and sometimes it works. Like, I still can't believe that people referred to Prince as the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was literally like Kanye level dumb.
Yeah, you're right.
And listen, we all love Prince. And then the second Prince died, everybody's like, so we're going to go back to calling him Prince, right? Like, nobody's like, man, you know who I miss? The artist formerly known as... No one says
because
that.
Because that makes him sound dead.
This one, though, is another beloved actress. She's a mega star, guys. Two Oscars under her belt. And as far as I know, America's sweetheart. I don't know anybody
who that's true.
Has strong negative opinions about her. Who is it?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Doesn't want to be Emma Stone anymore.
Now, I want to be clear. When there is a celebrity or an artist or somebody who makes the decision, which is a huge decision, to transition, we respect that. We will not dead name them. Whoever you are moving forward in your life, we respect that. Elliot Page, we will call him Elliot Page.
And listen, that is difficult for me. And I'm going to tell you why. It has nothing to do with you know, I am very supportive of the trans community.
Yes, you are.
I used to have a big crush on Ellen Page.
You could still have a crush on Ellen Page.
I don't know. If we have to use the term dead name, then Ellen Page, I can't have a crush on her anymore.
You can't enjoy Ellen Page's movies knowing that Elliot Page is someone else?
Oh, I can enjoy them.
Okay.
But I can't think she's like adorably cute like I did in Juno anymore, because that's not Ellen Page. That's okay. Elliot Page, and that's how I refer to him from now on, because that's what he wants.
Right.
Caitlyn Jenner, another one.
Sure. We never refer to her as her dead name.
I hardly remember her old
same,
name.
Same. Yeah. Okay, here's the situation. This is different. Emma Stone wants to be called Emily Stone.
Why?
Because that is her real name. And when she was signing up for the Screen Actors Guild, there was already an Emily Stone. Now, granted, she was very young. Emma Stone was very young at the time. And she thought, well, there can't be two Emily Stones. So she went with Emma Stone. Well, people have been calling her Emma. And it's driving her nuts now. She wants to, because half the people in her life that have known her forever do call her Emily. Here's where we have a problem with this. This is of your own making.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also chose a name too close to your real name.
That's also true.
So it's going to be tough for me to go to Emily when I've been calling you Emma, because Emma is so close to Emily.
I'm going to say this to Emma Stone. It's too late.
Okay. And maybe the reasons aren't good enough for me.
And the reasons aren't good enough. Yep. And here's why Katie and I can relate to this. Radio is very similar to this.
It is.
Because when you first get into radio, they try to say, what do you want to go by?
Yep.
And it is a conversation that literally happens in like 10 seconds. You're put on the spot. And this is how it goes for most people in radio. And you just go, oh my God. And you might be just like the night show's like stunt boy at the beginning of your career. And they go like, oh my God, what do you want to go by? And you panic and just say, Booger.
Right.
And now you're Booger for 25 years.
Yes.
You could be a grown-ass man that goes to church every Sunday and raises children in the Boy Scouts, and they're still called Booger because you made a decision when you were 19 years old, and that was it. So Emma Stone, sorry, you're just Booger.
We know somebody whose real name is, or who went by, I don't want to out him. Let's say his real, he went by Steven on the air. Okay.
Right.
And which is like a normal name, right?
Right.
But his real name is David.
Right.
But there was already somebody on the station named David. So he just went with Steven, and I can't remember why. Maybe
that was literally the only reason.
Right.
And then he added an initial at the end of it, though, and it had some kind of thing with his mom.
We don't care,
and we never called him anything but that.
And now he has to be Steven on the air forever.
Right.
Even though his real name is a real name.
And the first time we met his wife, and she's like, oh, yeah, David loves working with you. And we go, who the hell is
David?
Yeah. Sorry. Emma Stone, you are David. You are Booger.
Yeah.
You're just Booger from now on. Okay?
Thank God we just went with Gavin and Katie.
Man.
Not our real names.
Which is Booger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.